Time for another check-in with Quincy City Council President Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane to chat about the May 6th edition of the City Council meeting. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. On this beautiful May day, it's sunny and pleasant, so we're all going to get out early and have a long lunch.
Oh, cool. Where are you going?
Kidding. Just kidding. It's only in my mind.
Although, I love it.
Plenty of opportunities around here, that's for sure.
Yes, there are.
Council, traditionally the first Monday of May is when it gets to hear from the mayor, and this year was no exception, right?
That's true. Yeah, we, pretty short meeting last night, but the mayor opened it up with a presentation of the fiscal year 2025 budget. So he gave a presentation of the whole thing, which is looking to be just a bit under $424 million, which is representing a 4.5% increase year over year. Just some of the highlights, you know, there's no cuts to services. You didn't know layoffs or position cuts. You see a lot of cities and towns. I mean, you see Braintree, even, that are seeing budgets busting and they're doing Proposition 2.5 overrides. And so, you know, Quincy's in this unique position where it's financially sound. It's got excess levy capacity, meaning there is an opportunity to tax more to the levy limit, but it does not need to, which is a good thing. Continued destination for private investment. As you see, there's continued projects moving forward in the commercial and residential sectors in the downtown area and all over the city. Maintain a AA rating by S&P Global, which is a ratings agency, Standard & Poor's. And, as the mayor said, decisions made yesterday lead to stability today. And that's his language. It was a good presentation. I mean, we've seen a little bit of an expansion in some services. You know, I think during COVID, there were some folks that had been doing a lot of legwork and trying to understand what was involved in the infrastructure bill. And so there were, you know, considerable amounts of grants that were afforded to cities and towns and to the state. And so that officially will become a new department, the Department of Grant Management, which will, you know, expand on seeking state and federal funding opportunities. We're going to add a assistant traffic engineer, which is great. TPAL was one of the first departments that was reformed, I guess, in the beginning of my tenure in City Council. And it's gone through, you know, there's gone through different leadership. Now Ed Grennan has taken the helm, and his number two is Allie Rule, who's been, they're just an unbelievable team, and the whole staff, that's not to limit it to them, but they just run a great department. And so they're going to add an assistant traffic engineer to support more traffic mitigation efforts, which people are consistently seeking across the city. That's, you know, these are constant requests that we hear from residents. The fact that we've got increased traffic on the main arteries, the neighborhoods are now starting to see much more cut through traffic. And so, that'll be great alleviation there. The mayor intends to add an HR generalist position to support the city's active and retired employees, and then expanding the staff in the Department of Natural Resources, which is great. You know, that's another department that has four different functions, but under the umbrella of the Natural Resources Department, does a ton of work throughout the city to maintain, obviously, like the aesthetics, amongst other things. So those are the top line kind of highlights of the budget presentation. And so we'll get into the meat over the next couple of weeks. Council McCarthy, the chair of the finance, proposed some meetings. We'll have a public hearing for the budget on May 13th at 6:30 p.m., followed by a finance committee meeting at 6:45. And then we intend to have two additional finance committee hearings around the budget on May 15th and May 22nd.
I know the mayor mentioned last night he intends to come in with a separate order on the recommendations from the consultant about the salaries for the mayor and city council.
Yes. And so, you know, there was a presentation that was given to the council a couple of weeks ago that gave a range of, I guess, potential salary options based on data of mayors and town managers and administrators across the Commonwealth. So the mayor will come in with that suggestion. And then there's going to be a suggestion for a salary increase for the city councilors as well.
Right. How do you feel about that, Ian, in terms of the consultant's recommendations?
I mean, the range was broad, right? So I don't know what the number is going to come in at the end. I highly doubt it's going to come in at the high end. But I look at the role itself. I think there's been a lot of attribution to it through a personality as opposed to what the role is. And so the executive study of the CEO or an executive of a municipality the size of Quincy that manages a budget the size of 424 million, I think is worthy of a just compensation. And so I'll be interested to see what we come in as, but I'm certainly open for that position and that role having an increase in salary. I don't think there's been a change. There was a change actually once before. I forget what it was. Maybe it was 120, 130, and went up to 150. And so we'll see what and that's in 9 years that I've seen. And conversely, the city council role has never seen an increase in the 9 years that I've been there. And I don't even know when the last time the city council started. I believe that the school committee members doubled their salary at some point in time over the last few years. So I'm supportive of the measures, of course, within reason.
The mayor also mentioned a little bit last night about the savings that the city is incurring through the pension bond obligation. And I think you mentioned something like $26 million in savings. I know that was something that you were skeptical of.
Yeah,
Do you
I
still
was.
feel
Yeah,
that?
I voted against that measure when it was put forward. It was I didn't believe in the concept of putting forward a liability, another liability to fund a liability. I just thought that that's kind of the concept of kicking the can down the road. But yes, in the short term, sure. The city has I guess there's savings of 26 million in pension costs for the fiscal year 25, which would have otherwise been incurred if the bond was not in place. And obviously, over the lifetime of the bond, which is I think 25 years, we'll of course see how it performs. But otherwise, that's good for the fiscal year 25 budget.
Okay, one step at a time, right?
Yeah, right.
I know the ordinance committee met before the council last evening, and it's a committee of the whole. So I was hoping you'd be able to talk about the proposed order there from Councilor Liang and others, including yourself, about the Lunar New Year holiday.
Yeah, so Councillor Liang proposed an ordinance to recognize Lunar New Year as a legal holiday in Quincy. There was some just back and forth before the meeting, just legally, what is within the council's purview to establish such an order. And so basically, what I understand, what we did, and there'll be more sort of semantics that Jim Timmons, the city solicitor, will come back and provide the council with in terms of how we can enable or enact. I mean, the measure passed. The city council was very supportive of honoring this day, which is representative of a considerable number of our residents in the city. And it's historic. It's great to be able to acknowledge and recognize a holiday that even as a city, we participate in various ways, but now we're officially honoring it. And it was so heartwarming to see Councillor Liang's how passionate she was about this and how meaningful it was, that it was very real and authentic, that growing up in the city of Quincy and growing up as an Asian American woman, and now having the opportunity to sort of fully be realized in this mixed culture that we do have in the city of Quincy is very meaningful. And that's why I believe we widely and unanimously supported our colleague, and we supported this concept. And on top of that, there were, I must have gotten 130 different emails in the past couple of days, just supporting from residents of the city, which is a lot for a particular measure. We can get a handful for sure, but 130 is a lot. So, as I said, there'll be some semantics that we'll receive from Jim Timmons about how to move this forward. I think there might have been a little bit of confusion. So, we're not, I don't believe we're actually making any changes to the school schedule. That's not what we did, but we're, not changing the school calendar, but we're trying to make sure that it's just honored in a way. So those are the details that need to be smoothed over that I can't clarify right now.
Yeah, I know there are some questions. As I understand it, the amendment calls for just closing of the public schools for Lunar New Year. Is that right?
Right, that's correct.
Okay. So, do you know, would the school committee also have to approve that, Ian?
I don't. I was largely out of that debate in the school committee component of it, which is why we took it up because it failed at the school committee. And so we'll see what happens to to be discussed at a later date.
Okay. All right. Put that in the question mark bin for now, but the amendment was approved
The
unanimously.
amendment was approved. It's a positive thing for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, everything. So the three overall budgets, the general fund budget, the sewer enterprise and water enterprise budgets went into finance committee. Those will be heard. We took in $1,000 from various donors for the DARE program, and that was our program for last night.
Okay, very good. Anything Ward 3 you want to talk about?
We've got Porch Fest coming up soon, and that's citywide. I mean, it's in June. I think it's June 29 this year.
It is June 29th this year, yeah.
So I'm sure Walter and or myself will be back to talk about it soon with you in the studio. But that's what's going on. There was a community meeting last week. We also had about Furnace Brook Golf Course and Forbes Hill Park. Those plans have just come along so nicely. I'm in such gratitude to Dave Murphy, who has shepherded this project along over the past few years with considerable public input. This has been the third or fourth public meeting that has taken place just about this project. And there's been very valuable feedback that's been provided that has made this project better. And so, I think it's in progress right now, but we can't wait to see what the final thing looks like.
Excellent. All right. Appreciate your time as always, Ian. Can we catch up after the next meeting?
Yes, of course.
All right. Thanks
All right.
again.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.